of Wilde and Tausch begins now. Jesse, how many calls we got left?
I got four more on hold here.
All right, so we got these four. So we've done a good job. Thank you to everyone who has called. It did my heart good to see full phone lines after a win. We'll get to these four calls, get to a few texts. Do we even have time to play trivia, potentially?
We better. We had a weird trivia week this week.
But we did. That's what I thought. So we need to get that in.
I would say we are obligated to play trivia today, right. So let's make sure we do that.
Hmm. So let's start with Reggie in Texas. Reggie, good morning. Happy Friday. Happy Black Friday. Your thoughts on the Packers win over the Lions?
Hang on a second.
Oh, Jesse.
Line two is Reggie. All right, there you go.
I'm just following the order.
I lost it. That was on me.
Oh, Jason screwed up. It's all right.
Hi, Reggie.
Hey, that's all right. Hey, listen, first of all, happy belated Thanksgiving Day. Hopefully things went well for you family-wise. Great comp on Tosh's part, Evan Williams with Micah Hyde. Great comp right there.
Thank you, Reggie. Thank you. Oh, I see things.
You're a ball knower.
Well, there's a lot of compliments floating out to you guys today, so I figured I'd join the parade. Anyway.
The Detroit parade. Is Reggie in on the joke that I made that comparison like a week into training camp? Is he in on the joke or not?
You're always saying you don't care about getting pats on the back. Just let Reggie finish.
No, I don't care about pats on the back.
No, you do, or you won't bring it up. Reggie, continue.
You killed me for that take, and then you usurped it today. That's what usurped.
You don't even know what that means. All right, Reggie, what do you got?
Well, first of all, I was advised by Tausch's team not to mention that you had mentioned it earlier.
That's true. I did mention that to Reggie. That's nice.
Good.
Yep.
Good that you guys are conspiring.
Anyway, my point I was going to make on this, the offensive line, with Parsons having such a great game as he did, you know, Hutchinson and Davenport on the other side, they were feeling it a little bit that they were kind of left out of the party, which put even more of a strain on the Packer offensive line, I think. And I wanted to throw this out. Really sneaky play that was instrumental. Rasheed Walker jumping on that fumble, looking like Jerry Rice with those hands. That had the potential to
Jerry
go 95
Rice.
The
Love
other
it.
Way.
Yeah, big time play. Totally agree with you, Reggie. Great point.
The whole game got turned. If that goes the other way, I don't know if we win the game. Reggie?
Thanks for the call, Reggie.
I'm still.
Okay.
You're welcome.
What happened there?
I don't know.
Jesse, did you mute him?
Confusion.
No. All
right. Great call from Reggie. Let's get another call in now, since we've now dumped him, which was inadvertent. I don't know what happened there. Let's go, Jesse, we're going to go to Mike in Pewaukee now on line three.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
He actually said it was Watt Town when he called in.
Well, it says Watt Land here, so which is it?
Shoot, Watt Land. That's what he said. Yeah.
Hi, Mike. Happy Black Friday. Welcome to the show. What do you got?
Thank you, but I don't celebrate Black Friday. But I'm not a big fan of shopping among millions of people, but thank you.
Yeah. Well, thanks for spending it with us instead, then.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, no. Hey, the pleasure's all mine. Thank you. After 75 minutes on hold, I downed a whole bag of pork rinds, so thank you. It was really good, too.
Feels early for pork
rinds. Seriously. Hey, I'm just a newcomer to the whole pork rind thing. I'm trying to cut down on my carbs. They go down really tough, though. They get stuck in your throat if you don't have something to drink it down with, throw back.
Very dry.
Coors Light.
Very dry. Very dry. I almost choked.
Very,
but
very
they're
dry.
Good. But, yes.
Glad you finished them off before we put you on the air.
Pork rinds talking text
Thank
line.
You. You saved my life. I was choking when you called. But anyways, how could you not? Like, yesterday's game is every football lover's dream. I mean, you know, I don't believe we ever trailed from the start of the game. We were exchanging, you know, points, but I like offense. I love offense. Who doesn't? I mean, defensive games are kind of boring, you know, especially if you lose. That sucks. It sucks if you win a game, or if it sucks if you win a game or lose a game like yesterday, too. I mean, the Lions, that's why I'm elated. I mean, we beat the team that I can't stand. Any team that is better than the Packers, I can't stand. That's been the Vikings for the most part. Now it's Detroit. We beat them twice in 1 year, and we handled them yesterday and the first game. So that was great. Mm-hmm. It was a completely impressive performance. And you know what I got to say? Hey, play calling is always great when your team executes. When the players on the field execute, man, Matt LaFleur looks like a genius today. Or, you know, I mean, and that's great because, you know, I know that over the last, like, 3-4 games, you know, people have been calling for his head. And, you know, I'm not going to lie. As an armchair quarterback, it's easy to say, hey, you know, it's time for a change. But you can't argue, yeah, we haven't won an NFC championship game, but we've been to a couple. So I am just going to say that I'm cautiously optimistic. I don't want to get too high or too low when it comes to this team, because the one thing that they are is they're consistently inconsistent. Now, over the last 3 weeks, they've been pretty good. And yesterday, they were really good. And, you know, the 3-4 down conversions, again, it's not play calling. It's just execution. Mm-hmm. And they executed. And that's awesome. And I am impressed. But again, I'm trying to stay level-headed, because next week against the Bears, whom I still don't know what team I'm going to get from week to week. And I love the Packers, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, fans are fanatical. We lose our heads, you know, when we lose or we win. So going forward, hey, and I'm a first-time caller. I've just been listening to you guys I'm off every Friday, including this Friday. So I listen to you on my computer at work when I'm not supposed to be. But you guys are great.
Hey, where do you work?
Thanks for taking. I work in Germany.
No, Nelly.
What's your annual income, no, Mike?
Any surgeries lately?
Hey, can I come work with you guys? Because I think I'd like that better. That's all I can say about my job right now.
I think we have a website where you can submit your resume, actually. Jesse will get right on.
How good are you
right.
judging sleepers of the week, Mike? There's an
Well, if I was
I don't think Mike's
that,
looking for a non-paid, highly criticized job.
Mike, your first call to the show, I don't know if it was worth the 75-minute wait for you, but it was worth it for us. Thanks, buddy. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Good
Thank
stuff,
you.
Mike. Good
that
stuff.
Was fun. That was very fun, and I can't wait to try.
So here's
Ryan
the deal on that,
cream.
Because as a player, I always wanted to stay even keeled. It wasn't get up, get down, blah, blah, blah. That's not a fan's job.
No,
you
it's
can
my
if
job.
That's how you want to go about your business. Fan how you want to fan. But, man, I just think – and this is why you're not a fan, Jason. Like, yesterday was blanking awesome. Like, it was just a fun, like, we are going in the right direction, and it was validated. And why not start thinking big? Why do we want to sit there and say, oh, maybe we could be a playoff team, and maybe this. We're sitting in a good spot, boys and girls. Now, people are right, man. I don't know what's going to happen in that Bears game.
You made a great point on that. Mm-hmm.
They're banged up at their linebacker spot, but they got a lot of their key guys in the secondary back. So we'll see how today goes with them playing Philly. Obviously, I think we want to see Philly. I don't even know who we want to win that game. I have no idea.
That's fair.
I don't know.
Yeah, you're
because
right.
Because I think I'm arrogant enough to think that we're not going to have problems with the Bears, but I, the Bears deserve our credit. They deserve the respect that they've gotten, even though they are a 8-3 team with a negative point differential, which is unheard of. But that's where they're at.
Really
and
good
they deserve
against
credit. They've gotten a lot better.
Yep. All right, we've got a couple more calls to get to. We'll get to those coming up. So Guy and Jeremiah, stick around. You will wrap up our call portion of the program.
Sure, it's not
No, it's not. And
you sure, it's Guy.
He has been with. I believe Guy has been with us from the beginning, and I believe every time he's been referenced on the program,
I do this.
You have said that.
Definitely. Hey, I want to be consistent. I don't want to be like the Packers this season. I want to be consistent.
No, I understand. Guy LaFleur, not to be confused with Matt LaFleur. We will get to more of your calls. What, Jesse? What's so funny?
I didn't get it. I don't, what is funny about that?
Guy LaFleur is a former great hockey player.
Jesse.
So, Guy, Jeremiah, you're next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
The Packers have had trouble with coordinator after coordinator stopping the run. And, you know, that was one of the things that Jeff Hafley got turned around right away last year in his first year. And, you know, the interesting thing is, this defense is not taking the ball away like they did last year. I mean, they were a turnover machine last year, and this year they really haven't done it all that much, but they're still finding ways to get off the field. Jeff Hafley's going to be a head coach in this league, and the Packers hope it's not very soon, as in this offseason, but what he's done with that defense is truly remarkable.
Everyone's a better coach, though, when they have Micah Parsons playing at the level that he is. What a field-tilting player.
Dallas' D coordinator, wasn't that great with Micah?
Now they've got Matt Eberflus, so they got that going for them.
I watched that. You watched that playoff game, didn't you, a couple of years ago? Micah was playing that game, wasn't he?
I did.
Oh,
he was.
Interesting.
Let's get to a couple more calls before we play trivia next. And maybe we'll even find time for a text or two.
Jason, before you get to this next call, has J.J. Enikbare passed Rashawn Gary as a producer?
More of a snap guy.
I know he likes more snaps. But Enikbare made some plays again yesterday. Rashawn had kind of a quiet day.
Rashawn Gary played 44 of the Packers' 63 snaps. That is 70%. Kingsley Enikbare only played 27 of the 63. That is 43%. And I got news for you. Kingsley Enikbare had a greater impact in the game.
That's what I was asking.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you. That's what I'm doing here.
Oh, okay.
So he was a high snap guy yesterday, Rashawn Gary was. He was not a high production guy.
I think he was listening to the... Rashawn has heard the little chirping, and I think he's staying in there more. And I don't know if that's great or bad. I think maybe he should stick with being a low snap guy and just being productive when he's out there.
Problem is that there's been too many times where he's neither. He's neither out there nor ultra productive, right?
Well, I know is it just felt like, and again, I didn't look at the stats. I didn't know what you could have said, Tausch, you're an idiot. Rashawn had 8 tackles and 3 TFLs. I didn't feel that. But it felt like Enikbare was around the ball. Like he felt impactful yesterday. So that's all.
Yeah, no,
my guy Brinson too.
You're not.
I
an
love
idiot.
Brinson sitting there wolfing that turkey down afterwards up there with Micah and Jordan.
all the stars of the game, and then Brinson.
I love the fact. That's why Brinson should win Steinhoffel.
Just for that,
he acted. He maybe didn't have a big impact, but that son of a gun's out there wolfing down turkey like he was the MVP of the game. More I see Brinson, the more I like him.
Kingsley Enikbare shared a sack with Micah Parsons. Rashawn Gary was credited with one solo tackle and one assisted tackle on the day. Okay. I'll have to check the next gen stats to see if either
was
of
Rashawn
them had...
out there eating turkey.
I think
was
he was
out
in the
there
back
in the turkey
of it. Yeah, I used a photo.
Oh, he was.
I used the photo in my on my game story for Channel 3000. He's kind of in the back.
I love Brinson, man. Brinson might become my new favorite.
He's a character. He wants to work for ESPN one day, so maybe we can get him.
Does he really?
Some sort of internship.
Let's bring him in
program.
The mix.
Yeah.
I love the fact he's standing right there, just shoveling turkey down, offering. Him and I think Stackhouse there offering the security guards turkey. Cranbrook, I love it, man. That is awesome. We got a bunch of good dudes.
Let's get to two more calls. A couple of good dudes. First is Guy in Bloomington, Minnesota. Guy, good morning. How are you? What'd you think of yesterday?
Yeah. Thanks, gentlemen, for taking my call. And Tosh, I will go by Guy. I am half French, but it is Guy.
Oui, oui.
I thought it was nice to see that the Packers had a complete game, probably for the first time since the first two games of the year. Mm-hmm. And I thought Love was terrific. And the fact that he didn't make any mistakes, like no interceptions, no fumbles, you know, didn't take a real bad sack, take you out of scoring range of any kind. So I think that was huge. And obviously Parsons was outstanding as always. And I guess the negatives, I would say, even though the defense played well, little concerns as far as some of the, like the third and longs and some second and longs where they gave up, big gains, but probably more so as far as with the injuries. Now, do you think, is that going to be becoming an issue here, or do you think the Packers' depth will be good enough to once we potentially get to the postseason?
That's a great question.
Good question.
Obviously, they're not getting Tucker Kraft back. They're not getting Elgton Jenkins back, but Tausch. You lose Devontae Wyatt most likely for the season. They played without LVN yesterday. They played without Carl Brooks yesterday. Both those guys came back from their injuries against Minnesota, and both of them ended up with like single-digit snaps. So they clearly aggravated their injuries. They were definitely not going to play on a short week. But I find myself wondering if they'll be ready for the Bears or not. Because when you've had a setback, whether you want to admit it or not, that usually changes the timeline. So now you're talking about three guys that play on your defensive line that are potentially out of the mix. That seems problematic to Guy's point.
It does, and I think the nice part is you get a little 10-day beat here, right? You have 10 days until you play the Bears, and that's the beauty of playing on that Thursday. Everybody gets 3 days off, and those guys will be in there rehabbing. So it would be ideal, Carl Brooks, obviously, and then LVN is somebody that we counted on for a bunch, especially right in the pass rush part. But some guys will get opportunities, whether or not they can emerge. We saw the effects of Devontae Wyatt not being out there, and Micah Parsons was very blunt afterwards. He, has this monster game. He's wolfing down turkey. He's loving it. But he made sure to let you know that Devontae Wyatt's irreplaceable, I believe was the word he used. And yeah. That will be a big – you'll have to have a bunch of guys chipping in trying to, take over for what Devontae Wyatt could do for this team.
Let's get to our last call so we can play trivia. Let's go to Jeremiah in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. 7 years ago, you called in, and we finally got to your call, Jeremiah.
All right, good morning, guys. Happy Black Friday to you.
Same to you.
My question is for Mr. Towser. How much of an effect Anthony Belton has been to the move at right guard for the playing of the offensive
Great
line?
Question.
Do you think that'll be the defining moment for the offensive line this year?
I love this question. What a question to end on.
Jeremiah, it's a good question, and you can only go off of the results. And one of the things I noticed, and I know Joshy DiMaggio noticed this on our little text string yesterday too, there were a couple of plays where you saw more displacement. Sean Ryan flying over and shoving guys, and then they had one where they really emphasized, I think it was on a third and one or a third and two, they had a duo block on the backside with Aaron Banks and Rashid Walker moving their guy. And you shouldn't have a hole that big. Belton's a big physical dude. He's 6'6", 340, and he's a big, strong cat, man. So they want him in there for pop in the run game. Jason wants to bring Jordan Morgan in as a pass protector, the third down specialist. He's going to have to get better in that because he got beat pretty handily a couple times, especially at the end of that game.
Mm-hmm.
It happens. But
should have brought Israel.
This is going to be the way. this is going to be the way this thing goes. Belton's going to be their right guard unless there's an injury. I think they love the physicality and the – they wanted to get bigger, stronger, tougher in the middle of their offensive line. And I think Banks has finally gotten, I think, healthy. He's playing his best ball.
Yeah.
And I think Sean Ryan, give him credit, he's stepped up and has done a nice job. And then obviously they felt like they needed to make a move with Belton and been very effective running the football with Belton in there at right guard. So I don't think that's going to change anytime soon.
Great call and great question, Jeremiah. We appreciate it. What a way to end our calls for today. If they can stay healthy, which is a big if, right? That's what, I mean, the Lions lost Amon-Ra St. Brown yesterday. That made a difference in the game. Jameson Williams was fantastic with a little help from what I thought was a impeded, less than 100% clearly, Keyshawn Nixon, although he was still talking 100% of the time. All right, we need to get to trivia. Jesse, what is today's category? Taush, what caller would you like?
Today's trivia category, looking ahead at the rest of our Thanksgiving weekend full of sports, one of the best weekends of sports of the entire calendar year, the Thanksgiving weekend preview. Today's Wilde and Taush trivia category.
Taush?
Caller 13. Caller 13.
That's kind.
Yeah. Well, that's,
appreciate
I just
that.
Appreciate you guys wanting to work today and being able to do this. I just appreciate, I'm thankful. I wanted to show a little gratitude to both of you for wanting to, you know, get out here and do our job today. So thank you.
And
guys,
we're honoring Dontavian Wicks because he wears number 13. Yeah. Caller 13.
That's the main
right
reason
now.
Why I picked 13, but yeah.
844-770-3776, 844-770-3776, caller 13 plays trivia next. It's Wilde and Taush.
This is Wilde and Taush, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
This is some catchy, royalty-free music.
I didn't know we had lyrics in some of these. I don't know if this
good
one's going to stick around.
Yeah, Jesse. Good work. Time now for trivia presented by Iron Jock and Cousin Subs.
Wilde and Taush Trivia is brought to you by Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs' $10 deal meal gives you a 7.5-inch sub, bag of chips or regular fries, fountain drink, and a cookie, all for just $10. This deal is only available online or through the Cousins app. And Iron Jock, performance apparel that actually performs. No stink, just performance, and proudly Wisconsin-built. Shop now at ironjock.com.
So, seriously, that's not like Dua Lipa or somebody. That's like
no.
Right from your...
It was in your labeled Free Music 8.
You Look Good on Me. The name of that tune.
I don't think Free Music 8 is going to stick around much longer in the playlist.
Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Chris in Cedarburg. Chris, good morning. How are you today?
I am good. How are you?
We're great. Thanks. We're excited for you to play trivia. The category, as Jesse said moments ago, now I lost my page. So
it's
just
the Thanksgiving weekend preview, Jason. That's what we had said before the commercial break. The Thanksgiving weekend preview.
Thanks for bailing me out. Too many Black Friday ads coming up on my computer. All right, here we go. Question number one.
Wondering where Taush was for the assist there.
Question number one is this. That seemed unnecessary and probably a poking of the bear that we didn't need. It's been a good day. Wisconsin men's basketball plays TCU today in the Rady Children's Invitational Championship game.
IG hit a triple at the end of the game yesterday. He's on fire. IG, let's go.
That's Isaac Gard,
Jason. Yes, it is.
That tips at 4:30 p.m. on Fox. In which city is this Thanksgiving week tournament taking place?
Is it in
San Diego, Fort Myers, or Campbellsport?
Well, that would be German for Wales, you know what, San Diego.
Yep.
Indeed, it is San Diego. You're a one for one.
Question
God, I
two.
I missed that Fort Myers classic. That was classic. That Fort Myers classic.
That was when you first realized that the Badgers
great
were a Final Four
by
team.
Old T in that one. Yeah, that was good
stuff. Photos by T.
Memories, like the corner of my mind. All right. Question two is this: Ohio State and Michigan play in the game tomorrow. Arguably.
Why was that so sarcastic by you?
Because they're just pretentious.
You think it's smug, don't you?
It's smug. Calling it the game is a little smug, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Arguably college football's best rivalry game. Arguably. In which year did Ohio State last defeat Michigan?
Oh, I know this one.
Football game.
I can help Chris here if he needs it.
Did it last occur in 2019, 2021, or 2023?
I'm going to stick with a 2019. I have no idea.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Even without any help from
Nailed
old
it.
T.
Yep.
All right, well you're done. 2 for 2. Here we go. Question 3. Are you dropping them in as Chris gets them
I
right?
Am.
Is
that what dropping you're doing it like there? It's hot? Uh-huh. He's dropping them like it's hot for
that's,
Chris. Yep.
That is. I like that. That's a nice little dramatic addition to our otherwise, not that trivia session.
And Chris is going to get to stick around to have his live reaction whether he's drawn as the winner or not.
He might find out live.
Yeah.
Do we have him on video? We got it. No. For Friday's trivia, we need to get him on video to watch the reaction.
Chris, question 3 is this. The Commonwealth Clash occurring this weekend is the nickname for the college football rivalry game played annually between which two teams? College football rivalry game, the Commonwealth Clash, is that Louisville and Kentucky, Virginia and Virginia Tech, or UMass and Boston College?
As soon as I heard the word Commonwealth, I thought of the state of Virginia, so I'm going to go B.
Jesse? Perfecto. 3 for 3.
The only thing better is if we'd have seen Chris's reaction on video. That would have been something. Dropping that chip.
Are we going to hear it if you get it if you don't win? Is by greater concern
for better or for worse.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. We've had some profanity issues lately. So
no profanity, Chris. This is the emotion of sport at its finest here. Win or lose, this is what we love it for.
The agony of defeats.
By the way, Louisville, Kentucky, the Governor's Cup, and UMass and Boston College don't play. Congratulations to not Chris. speaking of which, congratulations to Scott in Brownstown.
Oh!
Played on Tuesday of our abbreviated week here, and Scott in Brownstown.
Played on Tuesday.
First time contestant. Yeah. And he is the winner of not number one, but number two great packages from Cousin Subs and Iron Jock.
Chris, congratulations. You didn't win, but you had a good run. We appreciate you. Thanks.
Scott wipes me out of contention on Brownsville.
Oh,
well done. Well
that's
done.
That's kind
Frank
of a dude wipe. Yeah. All right. That is Will D'Etouche trivia. Jesse, we've got so much time left. Would you like to consider maybe a combo poo poo platter, as Tausch might call it, of both Feel Good Friday painted by Holman Lindsay Paints and.
Just wait a second. We only have one segment left? Is that right?
Uh huh. Uh-huh.
What the? Well, that is interesting.
Interesting.
When does that ever happen?
Rarely. It's a rare occurrence.
I mean, it's not an abnormal time for us to be getting to our finals. This isn't like crazy.
No, it isn't, but it's okay. True, and that is what's occurring. So, Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints, and Jesse J. Nelson, Wonelli.
I have a question about our spread yesterday at Thanksgiving, if we have time
All right,
for it.
Great. So, we'll get to that. Yeah. And Feel Good Friday to wrap up the week and wrap up the show next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Born and raised under the rain and a western wind, felt the way. Try to live up to the say I am. Is it anyone?
Time for Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. And if time allows, Jesse to ask his question about the Thanksgiving spread. Tausch, I know what your Feel Good Friday is, and I love that you chose this. The floor is yours.
Yeah, so we've given the NFL grief on a lot of stuff. They're obviously very protective of a lot of things, but one of the things that they've started doing over the last, I don't know, probably 7 or 8 years, is to allow individual players to go and support causes that are near and dear to them. And we saw the My Cause, My Cleats program in high effect the last couple of games. And Jordan Love, obviously, he's doing Micah Parsons. We're seeing a lot of different players really kind of honing in and providing a little bit of knowledge for everyone else and potential to donate. So I love giving the NFL grief when I feel like it's necessary. And in this case, mm-hmm. I want to say kudos to them and the Players Association for doing a lot of really good things using their platforms in a really cool way with the putting it on their cleats to showcase to everybody about their cause. So I think that's a really cool deal.
Yeah, they had all the cleats lined up in the locker room on Tuesday, or maybe it was Friday going into the game against the Vikings last week. But it some really sweet designs and a really good cause. I think I saw the NFL said that 1,100 players took part in it this season. And did this all start with Peyton Manning wanting to wear black cleats for Johnny Unitas' passing? And the NFL was a stickler about it and said, no, you can't do that. And so good on them for figuring out that that was a douchey thing to do. And they've turned this into a really neat thing. So I agree with Tausch on that. All right, we have enough time, Jesse, for you to ask your Thanksgiving question before we call it a week.
Well, first of all, I did want to do a little Feel Good Friday shout out quickly to Becca's Aunt Michelle, who volunteers as one of many volunteers working on the holiday and not getting paid to do it with the Thanksgiving Express.
She works for 565 Analytics?
No, she was featured on the news on WFRV yesterday for her work with the Thanksgiving Express, helping provide meals for people in Calumet, Fond du Lac, and Sheboygan counties. Pretty cool thing for Becca's Aunt Michelle to be part of for so many years on Thanksgiving morning. And she was interviewed on the news yesterday as part of that, and then still showed up for our big Thanksgiving, which is where I had my question for you. So,
was Aunt Cindy there too, or no?
No Aunt Cindy yesterday. Aunt Michelle, okay. a lot of aunts there, but no Cindy. So yesterday we went with the game day spread featuring also Thanksgiving food. So we had a condensed Thanksgiving spread. The turkey was there. My brother-in-law smoked the turkey. And then there were mashed potatoes and stuffing and green bean casserole. And then there were also brats and burgers and taco dip and, like, the usual stuff you would have out for a big
Musty Mac
part.
No, Musty Mac?
No Musty Mac, although the Mac would have been a part of either spread. We didn't have it for either. I guess it didn't make the cut for either. But how do we feel about going game day spread over Thanksgiving Day spread for the Packers-Lions big game yesterday?
Yeah, I think as we've adapted how things are, I think less people, some people are doing steaks. There's different things you can do. I don't have a problem. As a family, if you guys think that's the way to go and it's less burdensome, because I think one of the things that people struggle with is you end up spending more time prepping and planning and cleaning and blah and blah, and it's not as much doing all the other stuff. So, Jesse, if that's the road you guys wanted to go down, I'm guessing everybody had a great time. Packers win. You got to shovel a brat down along with turkey. I'm guessing everybody was pretty content. You got options. And in life, it's nice to have options.
It worked out pretty well because some people went burgers and brats, and then others went traditional Thanksgiving plate. And then you got to, it stayed out all afternoon. So
I think you went traditional first and then finished with a brat or a burger.
That's correct. You nailed it. Yep. Yeah. Traditional during the late first quarter of the Packers game. And then I went with a cheeseburger around halftime of the Cowboys game as a little after party. Yeah.
So I'm torn. I need a little help, too, before we go here. We obviously are heading up. I'm heading up to Minneapolis today for the season finale of the Wisconsin Badgers trying to get the axe back. And it's going to be cold and snowy. I don't like packing heavy. I don't want to take a big, bulky coat. Going to be in the box, so it's not going to be overly. Do I need to take my heavy rabbit, all-purpose jacket with me and then stuff it on the plane, or can I get by with a sweatshirt and just a lighter jacket? Nope, the bubbler's not going.
Please
not
wear this one on the broadcast.
Yeah,
the
I can't.
Please wear this one on the plane.
It's got the wrong, it has the wrong product, as we just saw Wisconsin re-upped with a certain group, not Iron Jock, so I can't wear that. That's not going to be allowed. Can't do it.
But it's
the rabbit jacket. The rabbit jacket has no insignias on it.
We want this jacket or bust. Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly. No, it's not happening.
You look like you should be calling Wisconsin, Minnesota in a snowstorm wearing this jacket.
I couldn't agree with you more. All right, that's it for us. Tausch is off to Minneapolis. Badgers, golfers for the axe.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to again say I appreciate you sacrificing to come on and do the show today. I think our fans appreciate it. I know I do. And I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for you guys to sacrifice.
From the bottom of somewhere.
Show 8 years in the making.
Thank you to all the people who worked today that normally wouldn't have on our team that allowed us, those of us that have been saying for years that if they play on Thanksgiving, we should do a show. It's those folks that allowed this to happen today. So thank you to them.
You're welcome.
And to Tausch for always pushing us to do this show. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.